All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's continue. So we are up to page 18 in Rav Kashtiel Sefer. So we actually left off. Let's start with the bolded lines. About 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down on the page. Remember, again, the big bolded lines are the letters of the Ramchal. The words of the Ramchal for the quotes from the Sigas Sharm. So he says, "Vaholich ba'olam ha'bolihis boninos." One who walks through the world without contemplation, in tova darko imra, a person who goes through the world without thinking about, is my path good or not? Vehinehu kisuma haholich al svas hanar. He's like a blind person who walks by the edge of the water. Hishtagata lagamri. Would a blind person ever in their right mind walk by the edge of the water without, again, assistance? A person lost their mind. Yesh sakanos. We know there's incredible danger associated with this. Asher sakanoso vaday atzuma. Because the sakana of walking and not knowing where you're going could be incredibly intense. Vira oso kirovo mehatsaloso. And the truth is, the statistical probability of you getting out of that situation unscathed is highly improbable. Ki ulam chasron hashmira mipnei ha'ivaron hativi o mipnei ha'ivaron haritzoni. Dahinu stima sainai bebechira v'chafetz echotu. It was the Hidram Chal says something very profound. The Ramchal says there are two types of blindness. What he calls ivaron hativi, which is natural blindness, a person is chas v'shalom actually blind, or ivaron haritzoni. Ivaron haritzoni means what? You know, a person who's willingly blind. A person ultimately who's blind because he chooses to be blind. The Ramchal says, literally, tahinu stima sainai bevechira v'chavit. This is someone who chooses to close his eyes. Echatu. The truth is, we'll say, whether a person is blind by, we'll call it, I guess, blind by nature, or blind by birth, or blind by nature, or a person is blind by choice. Either way, the dangers are exceptionally acute. And I think this breakdown that he's making is so, this split of Ivaron Hativ'i or Ivaron Haritzoni is so profound. So many people with 20/20 vision, yet they choose to be blind to whatever the realities are of life. Zelo mishane imata iver b'teva, o sha'ata o says atzmecha iver b'ratzon. So Rav Kashtiel explains that the Ramchal is telling us that it makes no difference whether you are naturally blind or whether you're making yourself blind by choice. Yesh lecha b'chira chofshis. You have free choice whether or not to close your eyes, or to open them. Does not matter to you. In other words, we each have this incredible opportunity or option to go ahead and live life with our eyes closed or to live life with our eyes open. So the interesting part is apparently the default seems to be that the eyes are closed. A person has to actively choose to open their eyes in order to be able to live life with complete sight. Ze oso davar, ivarn v'choser eronos. Ata osa la'atzmecha nizokim adirim, shochek es ha'nefesh v'achayim. I will say it's an amazing thing. The same thing in life, to go through life without a sense of being alert. If a person is not alert to the realities all around him, so a person goes ahead and literally undermines life itself. Last paragraph, page 18. V'hine Yirmiyahu hayom is'onein al roa b'nei doro. Yirmiyahu used to lament the roa means literally the bad actions of his generation. Mipnei hayosam neguim b'nega hamida hazos. Interestingly enough, Yirmiyahu HaNavi used to go ahead and give Musar to his generation. People say, interestingly enough, he also gave them Musar because of their sin, but more often he gave them Musar because of this particular midah, namely, Shahayu Ma'alimim Einayim Ma'aseihim. They used to shield their eyes from their actions. Bali Sheyasimu Lev Liros Mahim. People say that the people of Yirmiyahu's generation would act without thinking about, looking at, or contemplating the nature of their actions. Hale asos im le azev. They didn't think about, is this something that should be done, or is this something that should be Literally, Hazeh means left alone. Va'amra alehem, in ish nicham ara asolimar, kula sha bemerutzasam kisus shoteif bemelchama. So Yirmiyahu, when speaking about the people of his generation, he says, no man, nicham, contemplates, thinks about, or cares about his actions, kulo shav berimutzasam. They're all just simply running ahead, kisus shoteif bemelchama. Literally like a horse surging forward in war. V'hainu, shahayu rotfim v'holchim memerutzas hargela medarkom, Mibliishi ani chuzman laatzmam, page 19. Ledaktek al hamasim vadrachim vanimtsa shem noflim bara belira os osa. So it's amazing. Yirmiyahu blasts them not for the sins that they're committing, and not for the negative actions that they're engaging in, but Yirmiyahu Hanavi blasts them because at the end of the day, they're like a charging horse. The charging horse, as we're going to see, just simply keeps running. Doesn't pay attention to anything else. Yirmiyahu is saying you're living life without any level of contemplation about who you are or what you are. Yirmiyahu medame es mishu lo zohir, lusus shote b'milchama. So Yirmiyahu compares a person who lives life without zehirus, who lives life without care or contemplation or concern, to a horse that charges forward in battle. Mazes sus shote b'milchama. So what is this horse that charges forth in battle? This is not just stam, a horse that's running. Sus ragil hu ratz, avalu sam lev. Here in Yerbosi, you see, when a horse runs, but a stam horse always pays attention. It's always alert. Sus lo yikanis lemakom. Under regular circumstances, a horse sees someone with a drawn sword, so the horse is not going to run towards that individual. In general, horses aren't looking for trouble. So if a horse goes ahead and sees someone with an outstretched sword, so again, generally the horse will simply reverse course and go the other direction. Sus milchama, if that's the case, again, second section, page 19. Azma osim b'milchama. So we'll say, so what does this mean when the Ramchal compares someone who doesn't pay attention in life to a horse in war? So watch this. So what do they used to do in war? B'milchamos bizmanom, az shahayu mechasim es ha'inayim lususim. This is fascinating. Apparently, they used to cover the eyes of the horses in battle. A'o shekol azman shayu medabrinim osam komine shitos lemashal nosne mehem makos kol azman im barzalim beraglayim. So the sort of Kashtil writes that in war, they used to go ahead, see, here's the problem. If what we just said is true, namely again, that horses generally will avoid danger. If the horse sees the outstretched sword, it will not run in that direction, run in the other direction. So this poses a little bit of a problem. So what's the problem? So the soldier's riding the horse. He needs the horse to go forward into the thick of battle. The horse doesn't want to go into the thick of battle. So what do? Either apparently they used to cover the eyes of the horse, or they would hit the horse on the legs with iron clubs, right? In other words, they would whip the horse. Haisa shita acheres sheyem eviim klavim v'samim osam b'sof hamachane v'im hayu mafchidim es hasusim v'hasusim hayu chayavim larutz kol hazman kadima hayu mishagayim es hasusim b'tzura shonos. The other thing that they used to do is they would put a pack of dogs in the back of the camp, and then again they would release the dogs. The dogs would pursue the horses, and the horses essentially would run for their lives. Right? All of these things are all the same idea, which is they're trying to get the horses to run. But I will say, you understand the type of running this is? Haya sasus nihia meturaf uma'abed es eranos hativ is shahaisa omeres lo loros lusham Kizem misukan. See, Rabose, under normal circumstances, remember, the horse naturally understands to avoid danger. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed within the animal kingdom. Avoidance of danger. If you see something dangerous, if you see something negative, run the other direction. The problem, of course, now is they need the horse not to run from the battle, but they need the horse to run to the battle. So they would employ all of these mechanisms to allow the horse to overcome its own nature and to run towards the thick of the battle. So what happens? Hare omdim sham anashim im sakinim ulo ha'im l'sham hu yaros. Here, logically, the horse is running towards people that have outstretched swords, ready to kill it. Is it logical that the horse should run there? Zeneged hateva shelo. It's against the nature of the horse. Sus lo rats l'sham. But rather, they make the horse crazy. They would disrupt the horse equilibrium. Ad kedekach shulo haya sam lev shuhurats. To the point of Osai that the horse would stop paying attention and just simply run. Vahovchim oso lusus milchama vizehaya gorim lo latseis mitivo. See, Rabbi said they would transform the horse from a regular horse to a war horse. What's the chilek between a regular horse and a war horse? A regular horse, like every single animal, avoids danger. And when it sees ultimately danger coming, so it goes ahead and it does whatever it needs to do, self-preservation. This doesn't make sense. Why would I walk into a situation that's filled with danger? The war horse, however, again, just runs forward. The war horse runs forward. It doesn't pay attention. It ignores the obvious danger in front of it. It's just simply running, 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 running. Omer Yirmiyo. So now we understand, page 20. Now we understand the mashal of Yirmiyo. So Omer Yirmiyo, Adam Shalo Zahir, who holich neged atev hashal. So now we understand, if you remember again, Yirmiyo HaNavi was not just comparing Klal Yisrael to a horse. What was he comparing Klal Yisrael to? To the war horse. And he was saying that a person who goes ahead and doesn't exhibit zihirus, person who doesn't pay attention in life, who holeich neged hateva shalo, he's literally operating against his own nature. Hu kimo sus shemit nahel betzura lo tivis. Teva shal sus zeh. So therefore, Yirmiyahu says you're like the war horse, a person who walks around life without paying attention to what he's doing, to his actions, to ultimately what he's aspiring to do, what he's aspiring to be, is just like the war horse who just keeps running and doesn't pay any attention and keeps running, even though when running is actively detrimental towards it because it's running into danger. Let's just do one more paragraph. Atamargil es atzmachalis nagus lo normalis. Rav Kashtiel says that sometimes in life, if you don't pay attention to what it is that you're doing, I'm habituating myself to a life that's not normal. Ki ateva hapashot zah lishma ali ishyo shokha. Because Rav will say the natural order, the teva of man, is to watch over myself. But atagorim la atzmucha tiruf chushim. I'm causing myself to lose my senses. Shigaon, lachatz v'chol minei dvarim b'shvil lihisnaiga hefach me'ateva v'lo lishmor al hanefesh v'lo lishmor al ishi osecha. I will say that sometimes in life we're just running, 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 and running. And we don't even realize that we're running into danger. We don't even realize that we're running into negative influences because we've forgotten to be alert to all that is going on around us. We've transitioned from being people who have the ability to think about our actions, to think about preserving ourselves, and we've turned ourselves into war horses. And he says, Zeh neged hateva. This is against the natural order of things. Because the natural order of all creations is to be able to watch out, to preserve, to make sure ultimately that I'm doing what I need to be doing in order to ensure the continuity of myself and the preservation of the self. Well, so we'll stop over here for today. Remember, there's no shiur tomorrow morning because we're starting earlier. There's no Mesilas Yesharim because we're starting earlier because of Asar B'Teves. But in Meretz Hashem, we'll continue the shiur on Wednesday. Perfect. Is it going to be strong enough? No.
I got two sided tape that's stronger.
Works.
After the class, I'll put it
down. Perfect. Great, Al. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't want you to fall on the floor.